For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned. Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
Chuck, I think Jason in Northwest Arkansas sums it up best. That was an $8 million a year press conference last night.
It was. It was very good. It was a night I think we'll all remember. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Everybody was there. Before we get started on it, I do want to say this because I'll forget it if I don't. I pulled up at, I don't know, around 4:40 yesterday afternoon at Bud Walton Arena. It was pouring down rain. I mean, it was pouring. People were lined up. You know, they were huddled underneath as much of the arena as they could get under. But I knew when I pulled up, I thought, wow, this is going to be incredible. And it was.
Clay and I were driving. He was driving from his daughter's house in Northwest Arkansas. I was driving from the River Valley. And both of us had difficulty. We were scared that we weren't going to go in because of the traffic that was right around about 5:15, 5:30. Luckily, we did. But I was amazed that despite that weather you mentioned, the amount of people that showed up last night for this event. I was impressed with the Arkansas fans, the devout Arkansas fans that made their way to Bud Walton last night.
Hey, we've had smaller crowds for non-conference games. I mean, that's just the truth.
Yeah.
It was amazing the way people turned out, and they were ready to meet their new coach.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about Cal, you were up there on stage. Just, you know, what was that experience like for you? I mean, we watched it on TV, or you were in person. I mean, it was a room full of Razorback stars and names that are household names in our state. It was quite a night. I'm trying to think of anything that compares, but I come up short trying to find a comparison in Razorback history.
You know, you think about, and before we started, we were back in the back, and Joe Johnson walks in. And Joe Johnson said he'd not been in Bud Walton Arena in 15 years.
Wow.
So, and this is one of our all-time greats. Well, what made him put on a suit and come to Bud Walton Arena? Cal. I mean, Coach Cal. That's the magnitude of this. Not just his love for the program. Joe Johnson's never stopped loving the program. But it was the introduction of Coach Cal that provided the impetus for him to come. And there were a lot of former players there. And just really a special night.
Yeah. You asked him a simple question to start out last night. It's like, how'd this happen? Here was Cal's response.
And I said to him, Father, I got to decide what I'm going to do here One is Arkansas, the other is Kentucky. And he told me, go for an hour walk and have in your mind, you're the Arkansas coach. And then on the way back, that you're the Kentucky coach. And tell me, you'll see what moves your heart and what you want to do. And I did that. And I'll be honest, when I thought about coming here and building this program and making it something special, it got me excited.
And the reinvigorated energy is what you're hoping for, and you saw a glimpse of that last night. Now, he's still got to take it, go get players, as he addressed several times, and turn it into something. Tommy, you've already said a handful of times this morning, this can't be the high point of it, and I don't think it's going to be. No. But I think a lot of people that may have been on the fence last night were definitely more encouraged than discouraged in what they heard.
Well, and I think we're going to see developments as far as this basketball team goes very quickly. I don't think, now he said, and he's accurate, that, and we talked about this earlier in the week, that the roster may not take full shape immediately because there are kids out there that, you know, he made clear in the press conference last night that he might be willing to wait on, you know, because they're so good. Yeah. Even though they're looking at NBA possibilities. So I think we'll see development on this roster very quickly. I'm not saying it's going to be complete very quickly, no. But I think there's going to be movement very quickly.
My guess is the first moves have already been in the works
for
several days since he had gotten in his mind following that walk or whenever it was. And he said in the press conference later that it was sometime Monday evening or Tuesday morning that he was all in. And my guess is, as we talked about with Coach Muss and, you know, who you're recruiting for today, I would imagine he's been recruiting for Team Cal and for Arkansas for 72 hours or more at this point.
Every coach, and we saw this with Muss as he was leaving, every coach has a core, and they're going to go with him. They're his staff. They're not just his staff from 8 to 5. They're his staff 24/7. Some of them were here. Some of them have been here. And I'm sure that they're very busy young men right now.
I think one of the important tidbits that came out of last night, and there's 15, 20 that we're going to divulge and try and get into these next few days and discover this morning, but they mentioned, Cal mentioned that one of the reasons that he came here, Chuck, was Kelvin Sampson and what he had to say about Hunter Yurcheck. And Tommy posed a question earlier this week. Is Hunter Yurcheck getting enough credit for his process in this hiring? And whether it was directly asking Cal the question, well, why don't you take the job, or getting the meeting together and coming together with John Tyson. But of anything that was said last night, that stood out to me is, like, Kelvin Sampson had such good things to say about Hunter that helped convince Cal that this is where I want to be with a guy that has a dedication and is wants to have an impact with this basketball program.
Well, I think anybody that goes to work for anyone, if you know someone who's worked for him or with him or around him, you say, hey, what am I getting myself into?
Yeah.
I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
I did that this week. I think it's standard operating procedure if you're smart.
Yeah. And for those that have been critical of Hunter, wondering if he's going to get fired or the football team doesn't win enough games, if you didn't watch and listen to the systems board meeting yesterday morning at 9, I think the answer is pretty clear that he is on the safest of footings, the most solid ground, mm-hmm. because the board, that are ultimately all of these people's bosses, could not have been more glowing about Hunter Yurcheck, at least in that public forum.
Every good athletic director knows exactly where they stand with their board. Years ago, our legendary athletic director retired because he knew where he stood with the board that day. They always know where they stand with the board. At least if they're smart, they do. Hunter does, I'm sure. He's never talked about it. I've never heard him say it. But I'm sure he keeps up. He knows the tally. And right now, however many there are on there, it's that no.
Yeah.
That's his record right now.
Yeah, I mean, because that was the thing, is he kind of went through the formality of voting to make this contract work within the budget line and the things that the board had to do to approve this. But they went out of their way, and there was some grandstanding. I'll admit that there was people that were taking their time to make sure they were noticed because they knew there was more people watching their meeting than ever before. But they went out of their way to praise Hunter Yurecek. And that just told me that, you know, this guy's job is more than safe.
Public narratives in college sports particularly, man, they can get out of hand in a hurry. And what you believe to be true, because everybody's saying it, oftentimes has no truth to it at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the narrative turns into a snowball, and you can't stop it. I've never for one single second, and Tommy, I've told you this privately. We've talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that, you know, he's fighting to keep his job, that's ridiculous.
Yes.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. Now, look, every athletic director out there is judged by the football or the football basketball coaches, at least in our part of the country. You're hired and fired based on how you do with your football and basketball coaches. But, you know, the idea that he's been on the clock that's just never been true. Yeah.
Another public narrative that was pushed back by Hunter last night was the idea that some other coaches had been offered the job. He was emphatic saying that this is. Do you believe that, or do you?
Well, I do. I do.
Okay.
Because I've been around enough of these things to know. And I said on this show last week, I said, we don't know that actually happened. I've never thought that it happened the way it was reported. Never. Because I've been around it enough to know that 9 times out of 10, in fact, I'll say 9.5 times out of 10, the public narrative is off base. Yeah. And we all fall victim to it. We all fall victim to it. Because most public narratives have enough logic to them to sound believable. And that's how the wildfire catches, and that's how it takes off and spreads. And but, look, we can sit here and talk about all that until we're blue in the face.
Doesn't matter now.
Bottom line is we've got a Hall of Fame basketball coach who, I think, if there were those who were still skeptical going into last night, most of them he flipped.
Yeah, so you guys were obviously there. I made a point to watch it with – I wanted to see kind of the reaction of the room, so I joined about, I don't know, 25 or 30 other guys from about, I don't know, mid to late 40s to late 50s, early 60s. And I'll be honest, there were some skeptics in the room to begin with. They were excited about the hire. They weren't sure about Cal. But I'll say when it was all over with, everyone in that room was pumping their fist. They were high-fiving. And the ones that were maybe the most noted skeptics had all been brought over to the other side. He has that ability with his communication skills. Everyone in the room was fired up. And I asked the question to several, does this make you want to now donate on a monthly basis or give some kind of something to the NIL collective? And they said, yeah, probably. So I don't know that that's going to translate 72 hours from now and everybody's going to be willing, but I think they made great strides last night in unifying our state for the first time in a long time behind one cause.
Well, there's no doubt people were excited about John Calipari. Now, I don't think that, you know, I don't think this basketball season has dissolved our fan base. I don't think that for a single moment. But it was nice last night to feel hope, feel promise, feel like that everything's possible.
Yeah.
And what's been interesting in this process to me is how these Kentucky players that you've hated for the last 10 or 20 years under Cal, or 10 or 15 years under Cal, are now saying that Arkansas is going to be the best spot in the country.
That's their allegiance.
But like, for example, DeMarcus Cousins, Boogie Cousins, listen to what he had to say about Arkansas. Now it's the number one destination in college basketball.
Arkansas will now be the hot spot. Arkansas will now have the number one recruiting classes coming in every single year. Arkansas will be full of celebrities. Arkansas will have the most talent coming in and out every single year. The machine will continue to go. It's just being a new place.
Now, that's a guy that knows what John Calipari is like behind the scenes. And they're probably it's not just pleasantries. He's coached him hard. I mean, Cal does that like every other coach in college basketball. But Chuck, I know you're still in the 24-hour process of meeting this guy, but we saw what happened in the press conference. What happened behind the curtains? What's he like?
Well, he's a very impressive guy. I mean, you meet certain people in life, and it takes you about 5-10 seconds to realize why they are what they are, why they're successful, why they're good at what they do. He's one of those guys. I can tell you that he was what you saw on stage, the stories, all the things that he told, the humorous lines. He did that for an hour backstage before we ever came out. I mean, I won't go so far as to say he held court, but it was pretty close. And he just told stories, very personable. Couldn't have been more impressed from that respect. I did not expect him to be the ogre privately that, you know, you sometimes think you're opposing, you know, your rival coaches. I didn't expect him to be like that, but he was just a really personable human being, someone that anybody could talk to. His wife, Ellen, Mrs. Cal, I guess as she's
Princess.
Known, was she was very impressive, very sincere, the kind of lady you'd want as your next door neighbor. I was really, really impressed by both of them personally, just the way they handled themselves, the way they spoke to people. You know a Hall of Famer when you talk to him, and he's a Hall of Famer in every respect. And I didn't know what it would be like in that regard, but I could not have been more impressed with the way he handles himself.
I think one of the phrases that he used last night made sense to a lot of Arkansas fans, like B.E. In Clarksville, who texted us in on the McCarty-Daniel hotline. He's saying there's very few people in the state that don't identify with living Friday to Friday. And I'm going to be honest, when he said that, I had no earthly idea what that meant.
Paycheck to paycheck.
I haven't, to be frank, I haven't experienced that. But there are people within the state and some of our listeners that know what that's like, and that probably resonated with them last night.
Well, sure it did. Yeah. And, I mean, you have to know your audience. You have to know your people. You have to know who you're talking to. You can't talk to an audience until you find some common ground. Otherwise, you're just talking at them. He understands common ground.
All of our conversation about Razorback basketball presented by Lindbergh Real Estate Group. They're serving all of Northwest Arkansas, Missouri, and the River Valley. For all your real estate needs, go to LindberghTeam.com. And by Maverick Mel Medical, your wellness and aesthetic center for men. They're Northwest Arkansas. Look better, live better, love better. Visit MaverickMelMedical.com.
Ryan is in Hot Springs this morning on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, guys. Y'all still doing Two Stupid Thursdays?
Fire away.
Just this whole media that this idea of Arkansas and how it's, why'd you come to Arkansas, and the fellow y'all played is talking about Arkansas going to be a happening spot. Well, little does he know, it kind of already is. I mean, wasn't that long ago they just filmed a whole season of True Detective, and Dennis Quaid's actually currently in Northwest Arkansas filming a movie. I forgot who the other there's another big name actor in that movie with him, but I think it's JJ that's had all the huge big name hip hop artists and rappers and stuff like Snoop Dogg, and I think even Ice Cube's been there. So I just this whole idea of Arkansas has, I guess, kind of been awakened a little bit and really opened some eyes, and that's kind of that. If nothing else, that excites me more than anything else. How this thing with Cal plays out, I'm definitely going to enjoy the ride, but I definitely think it's opened up some eyes, though.
We do love national exposure. Man, we love it. And we got good national exposure last night. I think what Boogie Cousins was saying a few moments ago when he was talking about that was he was really commenting on Cal's range of friends. And I've had more than one person who have worked around him over the last few days who've just said, man, some days you're going to walk in and you're just going to be blown away by the people who are sitting in his office. And he goes, it's going to be a star parade in here. So I guess that'll be interesting.
I don't even know the relationship, how it started with John Tyson and him, but that's the notable one in this state that was said several times yesterday. Jimmy is in Conway this morning on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. What's up, Jimmy?
Top of the morning to you. Say hallelujah. I'm super proud to be where we're at right now. But let's talk about Kentucky for a second here. if they miss on Scott Drew, if they do not get him, this is going to be quite comical because they are going to be in a tizzy. It's going to be Donovan can't do anything right now because he's locked in with the Bulls. And I don't think Hurley's leaving Connecticut. I just don't believe it. I think they're going to be a mess if they don't get their man. It's going to be hilarious to see if they don't get Drew. Thanks, guys.
Sounds like thanks, you're rooting for it, Jimmy.
Yeah, rooting for their demise. Yeah. I'd be shocked if Dan Hurley leave. He's been asked about it directly after the national championship. He got asked about it on a national radio show yesterday. He's not leaving Storrs, Connecticut. He's going for that three-peat, which I don't believe has ever been done in college basketball, if I remember his comments correctly. Scott Drew, I think his family was seen in Lexington. If I saw that report right, maybe I need to probably go back and double-check, but I'd be curious to see if he left Wake or not. If that doesn't happen, they could be in flux. And I think that this has kind of opened the eyes of some people. So the think about this. This is not Alabama football. The Alabama basketball coach elected to stay in Tuscaloosa in favor of that job rather than the one of Lexington. Think about that for a sec. We are seeing a change in the dynamic of college basketball. I'm not saying that Kentucky's a bad job. We know it's a great job. But I think that it's with Cal leaving Oates and there's some other things that people are turning it down reportedly, at least not having interest. I think that's an interesting part of all
this.
That's
what they're saying publicly.
Don't get caught up in the public narrative. Yeah, exactly. Just right. What we were talking about a minute ago. Scott Drew's family's not been in Lexington. I mean, Scott Drew's family, his wife, they have not been in Lexington. That's ridiculous. He may take the job, but I've also read a report that his wife doesn't want to leave Waco. So, I mean, who knows? I couldn't care less. I just couldn't care less what they do. We got our guy.
Yeah.
Here's how I would approach that. You want them to fail so it's easier for you to have success. That's why I care about that. That's why I care about that job. Because if they don't hire a good coach, then
You're a little naive if you believe Kentucky basketball is going to fall off the face of the earth.
I'm not going to say that. But if they don't get what they'll get
a coach. They'll get a coach.
Yeah, they're not going to.
I watched Kentucky for years, Ty. Kentucky's not going anywhere.
Yeah,
they're not going anywhere.
In their mind, they don't hire a coach. They select a coach. That's kind of their
attitude.
Cal's
not the first Hall of Fame coach they've had at Kentucky. And he won't be the last.
By the way,
they tell you they make them Hall of Fame coaches. There's what they would tell
sometimes
you.
They do.
Yeah. I forgot. I'm an idiot this morning. Clay was telling me Gail Goodrich is going to talk to him about Cal this morning being a part of UCLA.
Gail
John Wooden.
Goodrich.
Yeah, the lefty Laker, but UCLA won more than just three straight championships for John Wooden. I think they won six or seven. So, but Hurley's trying to do it in the modern times. We'll see if he's able
they won
to.
More than six or seven.
Yeah,
or
in a row.
Right,
they won, I think.
Be that as it may, let's not get bogged down in that. I think that, you know, for right now in college basketball, we're right where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what excites people.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our six locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
So I want to go back to some of the things that John Calipari had to say last night, because there's plenty to get into. He was had some funnies about Cal and whatnot, but when asked about what attracted him to Arkansas and what spearheaded this thing, it wasn't just a conversation that him and Hunter Yurecek had. It's a conversation that he had back in the day in Forest City, evidently with Frank Broyles.
It started with Coach Broyles. I mean, who he was, what he stood for. When I met him, I was kind of intimidated.
So he... if I have the timeline correct, he was the Memphis coach at the time, and he was going over there, but... I mean, Chuck, you've had plenty of conversations with Frank Broyles. Tommy, you've had a run-in or two with him. But just like the as it is Masters Week, and I think it ties in well to any time we can talk about Frank and the Masters, just like the aura and the presence that he had back in the day as the athletics director of Arkansas, it doesn't matter how big a cachet you had. And Cal has as big a cachet in the coaching profession it is. There was still kind of an awestruck moment, it sounds like, when he met Frank for the first time.
Sounds like there was. You're right.
And
he detailed it last night. And all those things are interesting. And, you know, Coach Broyles certainly had that type of, you know, reputation. And I'm sure when he spoke to any coach that they listened.
Yeah.
Frank Broyles, you know, I think people forget. Yeah, he was, what, 6'3", 6'4"? I mean, you know.
Mentioned the legs there. I thought that was
right.
Funny.
Right. I mean, but he had this reverence about him, and he had this he had the charm, kind of like we saw with Coach Cal. But there was a reverence for him that Coach Cal even recognized. So he's much like when Calipari enters a room, everybody knows it. Frank Broyles was the same way. So I can understand, particularly 15 years ago, at a different stage in John Calipari's career, why he would feel that way.
Yeah. And on the subject of charm, let's welcome in the charming Tom Murphy, who's in attendance, who's sitting right in front of me last night in Bud Walton Arena. Got a chance to see Cal and everything he had to say. Tom, we appreciate you joining us. I wonder, as Cal talked about the challenge of filling the roster and asked Razorback fans to give it time, what other challenges do you anticipate him having to endure as the Arkansas head basketball coach?
Oh, good morning, guys, and you're too kind, Ty. Yeah, plenty of challenges, but I'll tell you, he didn't seem overly concerned about he joked about it a couple of times. I met with a team. There is no team. But who knows? Maybe a guy or two that entered the portal might want to come back and start, you know, laying the foundation for the next roster. But what a masterful job of playing the crowd and just hitting on all the right notes by John Calipari. Perry last night. He knows his audience. He didn't get where he is by, you know, being an introverted guy. And I'll tell you, it sounded to me like what was important to him was how he emphasized to Chuck that he was a grinder, and he wants to be, you know, a guy who works his team, practices hard. He asked Bob last night, "Have you ever been to one of my practices?" And Bob said he was never invited. And then he wants to be, his friends call him Johnny, you know, Johnny Calipari. So it was certainly a great opening, you know, segment for John Calipari in front of the Arkansas folks.
Tom, Hunter got asked about NIL last night. We've already had some texters that said they have signed up this morning. He said they're not where they, I'm paraphrasing, they're not where they want to be yet, but him and Cal behind the scene have kind of agreed where they want to read. Reportedly had meetings last night. How much of an impact do you think not just last night had, but the last few days have had on raising money for Arkansas Edge?
Well, it was a big deal. Certainly they played it for what it was worth, and there was promos for sign up for season tickets yesterday and last night. I was the one who asked Hunter Yurecek about the NIL, and what I thought was interesting was he said, people are acting as if the money is already in the bank, and it is not. We have to keep working. And so this is a big deal, the push for NIL money, and obviously they're hoping it bleeds over into football because that needs it too. But, you know, it was cool to see all the coaches there, Sam Pittman, Dave Van Horn, Hunter Yurecek rattled off the rankings of all the teams. And, you know, it surprises you a little bit when, I mean, eight or nine teams are in the top 15 in their sports. Pretty cool deal.
Yeah. Tom Murphy with us on the McLarty-Daniel Highline. Let's talk about job one, and that's roster construction. How quick do you expect to see some movement? I suspect, Tom, there's been work done for the last several days, even though the introduction was last night. Are you expecting something the next day or two, or when do you think the first news will come that, hey, we now have a player on the roster?
Well, that's a great question, and no doubt, as soon as John Calipari understood that it was going to be, you know, it obviously was his decision, and he probably, I can't remember the exact timeline of when I think it was late Sunday night that he said that, yeah, he's probably going to make it happen. Didn't want to step on the Final Four. I get that, which is a little bit old school. But, you know, he understood how earth-shaking the news was going to be. But at that point, I'm sure he had an idea. And, I mean, you saw Big Z last night posted the picture of, you know, the graphic of Cal going to Arkansas, which was interesting. I don't doubt that players who were committed to Kentucky will come over. Will there be an Arkansas player or two? And if I had gotten the last question in last night at the presser, it was going to be, you played against some of these guys from Arkansas who were in the portal, or any of those guys potential to come back. So I don't think it will take very long before we start seeing guys who commit to the Razorback.
I know he reportedly had half a dozen or so staff members with him. Some of those would be coaching candidates. Some of those would just be those that helped John Calipari. What do you think the timeline will be? And I know this was spoken to a little bit last night as far as forming the staff and getting those that are going to surround him on the bench and in other roles in Fayetteville.
Right. Probably very soon. I hope Ronnie Brewer winds up on the staff. Obviously, you know, he had a lot to do with some of the great recruiting Arkansas had in the last few years. Certainly a former player, a guy Cal has matched up against. I think if the timelines match up good. I think that type of news will start coming down the pike very soon.
Yeah. He made it really clear it's a players first system with him. He's all about the players. Our fan base and our people are all about the Razorbacks a lot of times. Do you think there's a potential collision or clash between those two philosophies?
You know, I think they could fit hand in glove pretty well. And then it's the players who are playing for the Razorbacks as well. So I don't know. We'll just have to see what the long range shows on that front. Never to throw a player under the bus. As I mentioned on Tuesday, I've gone to a lot of his post-game press conferences as, you know, the side beat writer. When Bob's in there with Muss or Mike Anderson, whomever, I've been in press conferences with John Calipari, and he's right. He never like singles out players and stuff. So I mean, they played a montage of Kentucky players, starting with John Wall and so on, who have attested to his commitment to players, the bonds he forms there, and I don't doubt that it's real because it's pretty much every Kentucky player who's come down the pike. And you heard DeMarcus Cousins; he was on some form of media in the last couple of days, saying how Arkansas will now be a magnet for, you know, celebrities, and there's going to be this entertainment value to what he does, and that's all part of the deal now, you know?
He was asking you kind of about the draft narrative, because I did find it interesting. I know he's big on getting guys to the NBA and whatnot. How do you think Arkansas fans to kind of bridge off that are going to handle guys like Malik Monk or Archie Goodwin or those other Kentucky players being in Bud Walton Arena?
Yeah, the guys who didn't stay with the home state school, that's a good question. But, you know, time seems to ease things in every front that you can think of. time eases things, and even though there will be some Arkansas fans who would never, you know, forgive Malik Monk for leaving, a large section of them will be happy to have him back. I mean, he's still an active NBA player, so who knows when we'll see him here in Bud Walton. But I wouldn't doubt if some Kentucky players that aren't from Arkansas will wind up visiting him here, as Boogie Cousins pointed out.
It'll be okay because Coach Cal said it was okay. I think that's going to be the view for many.
Tom, last thing before we let you go, and we appreciate you making some time with us, as always, via the McLarty-Daniel hotline. Baseball team wins again last night, 8-2. They travel to Tuscaloosa this weekend. Peyton Stovall goes, I think, 4-for-4 last night. He's now leading the team in batting average. David Horn says they haven't peaked. How does this team get better in your eyes, and the fact that they've just been excellent these last few games?
That's a good question. Hard to get much better from the pitching standpoint, as they're leading the country in ERA by a pretty good margin over Texas A&M. I think he's probably looking at the hitting, and he's looking at Kendall Diggs, who's in a slump right now, knowing that, I mean, the guy hits in the 3-4-5 hole for you and will begin to produce better. You know, Aloy is really coming along. In fact, he was asked about Aloy yesterday, what would you give him a day of rest? And he doesn't want him to get out of the groove he's in, because it took him a couple of weeks into the season to not chase everything and to not, you know, chase out of the zone and take walks and things like that. Because at the start, you were concerned. He was so hyped to be playing in a major college that he'd have a big hole in his swing and would chase. But he's gotten so much better. He got his average up over 300, so I think he's about 299 heading into I saw a guy in a scooter just drive right in front of the car.
No.
He's okay. But, yeah, so he's seeing, you know, his order. What I really like about what they have is I think this is the deepest roster of position players we've seen. They can interchange, you know, Ross Lovitch, Jason Jones, Will Edmondson out in left field. Jared Sprague-Lotz rested for a couple of days. He's been one of your better hitters. And so Souza's played third base and has continued to produce two-run doubles and things like that. And but I do believe he feels like the batting order, all in all, could, you know, a little higher batting average, better with runners in scoring position. They weren't actually very good at that yesterday. So I see what he means, and their peak can be a lot better than what they are right now.
Yeah. All right. So, Coach Cal, baseball, and, oh, by the way, the red-white football game is on Saturday. You know.
Yeah.
Kind of got lost.
It did. And, you know, during the introductions last night of all the head coaches who were there that Chuck rolled off, DVH got the biggest reception for sure, sitting right next to Sam Pittman. But, yeah, I think there's a bit of a quiet confidence that this roster they're going to be a better team. He said that they're going to rest all of the ones in the second half. So that was pretty good to hear. Can't afford injury as thin as they are, but I believe they're going to be a better team. You know, the completion percentage for Taylen Green, you want to see up a little bit more. You can see maybe why he was in the high 50s at Boise State. That's got to be up into the 60s. Better tackling team, maybe. But, yeah, we'll see a good thing on Saturday with the ones coming out at halftime.
All right, Tom, we'll talk to you next week, and we'll recap it all and see what the news of the day is by the next time we visit.
Sounds like a good deal. See y'all.
Tom Murphy, Arkansas Democrat, Gazette, Whole Hog Sports with us on the McLarty-Daniel Hotline. 6 locations in Springdale and Bentonville. A good deal is never too far away. They're always online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Chuck, Tommy did it at the tail end there, but yes, we do have a spring football game that you're going to be broadcasting right here on ESPN Arkansas and hitthatline.com. It hasn't gotten just lost in the shuffle. It's been completely forgotten this week. I mean, I listened to Sam Pittman. I mean, I listened to that press conference, but it's just gone. No one's talked about it.
Well, but I think Razorback fans are in a good mood today. And that may very well be reflected for several days. And we might see a dividend from that at the spring football game on Saturday. Who knows? Looks like the weather's going to be great. You know, one observation I want to make about this Cal thing. You know, yesterday clearly was a big day around here. I would imagine last night at 6 o'clock, there were as many eyeballs on John Calipari as there have been on anything in our state in a long time. I can tell you running around the building, the arena before it started, man, everybody was nervous. Everybody was nervous. I was nervous. I think it would be accurate to say that Hunter had nerves. I think everybody had nerves. The one guy who was unfazed by it all, John Calipari. It was just another day in the spotlight. Now, you don't change jobs every day, but he lives in the spotlight every day. I was struck last night about it was just another day. You know, I mean, it was another day at the office. Now, clearly for us, it was a huge day. It's a huge day for him. I'm not minimizing the importance to him. My point is that he is very accustomed to being the center of attention. It's how he lives his life. He was interviewed, or they tried to interview him walking his dog the other day. I mean, this guy is... there's not anything that's going to happen that's going to faze him.
And even the other coaches on campus are getting asked about Cal.
You guys probably haven't been told. We just moved the game up because there's supposedly a window now. So that'll give you guys a little more time to handle basketball and all that stuff you're really interested in right now. Do I pay any attention to it? Yeah, I watch it, and I'm glad it's over. It's finally baseball season, right? Yeah, I pay attention to it, man.
You gonna talk to him about waving goodbye that time?
Well, you know, if he wants to.
I did get a kick out of him and Cal shaking hands last night. But yeah, Dave Van Horn had some fun yesterday talking about John Calipari's hiring, which took place last night.
If you were watching on the TV broadcast, because they left a mic hot, which it worked out okay. But he asked Dave Van Horn about his game. And I think he mentioned, hey, I saw you won or something. He asked him about the game yesterday. So not only was he, aware of who he is, he's plugged in is what I was, the point of
view. He's a recruiter every single day of the week.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
All right, so we got Cal's salary. It's $7 million a year. He's got a signing bonus of $1 million. He's got a yearly retention bonus of $500,000. A lot of bonuses in the NCAA tournament, and he gets the typical blessings, athletic club membership. His buyout is $6 million. So there were reports out there prior to this happening, but guys, we got the official contract out there as of yesterday.
You take the sign-on bonus of the million and then the retention bonus, and then before any of the performance bonuses, it's essentially $7.7 million a year.
Basically, it was what it's chalked up to. That's the salary side of things. In terms of Cal being on campus now, it was coined by Sam Pittman as a Grand Slam hire. Here's what your head football coach had to say about the hiring of Cal.
Well, I've lived in Arkansas, so it'd kind of be hard not to. But I believe in Hunter Yurecek. He'll find the best guy, I guess, according to y'all and everybody. We found a guy, so I don't know him well, but if he's a coach, we probably hit pretty good home run, maybe grand slam.
Sounds like that Sam Pittman is all for. They got a chance to meet for the first time last night, as did Dave Van Horn and the rest of that staff. Chuck, it was kind of funny. I think Hunter was like, all right, Cal, we're going to do this, and he's like, I want to meet the coaches just real quick before I move on from that.
Well, again, he was recruiting. I mean, he's in a constant state of recruitment, and that's part of it, too. I think coaches, though, do have an appreciation for what the others do. And here's the thing that I think that people have to realize, too, is that Sam Pittman, and we talked about it a minute ago, he's in the middle of spring practice right now. Mm-hmm. He got business to tend to. Dave Van Horn had a game earlier yesterday. They're leaving for Alabama today or tomorrow. Today, I guess. Start tomorrow. You know, Courtney Dyfel, mm-hmm. She's in the middle of a season. You got gymnastics getting ready to go to the NCAA championship. So, I mean, you've got coaches that are right in the middle of what they're doing. They're in their make or break part of the season. So, yes, I think that all of them, like everyone who's in Arkansas, is excited about what's happening right now. But I just have to be honest. I don't think Dave Van Horn went home last night and spent his evening thinking about John Calipari. I bet he went home thinking about Alabama.
Yeah, thinking about how he's going to have to beat him. You mentioned kind of what had to happen last night. And for John Calipari, who had probably 100 things he had to do during the course of yesterday, one of the things that he made sure to do was talk to Nolan Richardson, who he had conversations with yesterday morning. Here's what he said in regards to what Nolan had to tell him, which he was really fond of.
Cal's always had...
Oops, let's see the other one.
Hunter, and I asked John, may have asked somebody else, what did Coach Richardson say about me being hired? What he said was, a great hire because he cares about kids. Made my day. Made my day. And then I called, I sent him the poster, and then I called him. He sounds great.
I think Cal is 2-3-0 against Nolan Richardson with Arkansas. I know UMass in 96, UMass in 94 in that Hall of Fame game. But he was adamant that that opinion was valuable to him as the new Arkansas head basketball coach.
I'm not sure that poster is going to be very valuable to Nolan. I don't think Nolan's going to put a something commemorating a loss, Chuck, in a prominent place. I just don't think that's going to mean a lot to
Well, you might be right about that.
Because he lost. Now, if he'd won the game different, but he didn't.
Yeah, you might be right about that part. But look, it's important to understand the history. And you know, the one thing that I do think just is very evident about Coach Calipari is, you know, beyond all the, you know, the showbiz and the personality, is a basketball coach who really has a respect for the game and a love for the game and has been a good steward of the game. And I think the importance, or when he spoke about the importance of Coach Richardson's approval, so to speak, I think he was sincere in that respect. I don't think there was an ounce of show there. I think he meant that to the core.
Last thing here, Arkansas baseball wins 8-2. That's no surprise. They are on fire right now, as Peyton Stovall is, who is leading the team in batting average, 4-for-4 yesterday.
Cushing throws. Stovall pops it up. Short center field. The shortstop, Hardy, racing out in from center field. Orduno, and that's in the Bermuda Triangle. It drops in. Base hit, scores Lovich from third for a 6-2 lead.
Surprise was they got the game in. That the rain didn't halt that game, so that was the good part, is they were able to play the game, Chuck.
Yeah, smart. You know, San Jose made a long trip here. You know, they made a long trip. They didn't come here to watch it rain. And frankly, Arkansas is not paying them a guarantee to come here and watch it rain. So they wanted to get that game in. They needed to get it in, and I'm glad they were able to.
All right, that's your Hog Update this morning, and brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
So you mentioned the weather. Unfortunately, they're having to deal with the weather in Augusta, Georgia today, as that will get going. And I saw the report that was going to happen. It's always a bummer when you have a scheduled golf tournament and have to deal with that. So it sounds like that's going to be an issue for today's start of the event.
Yeah, 9:30 our time, 9:30 Central is when the first golfers will tee off. So it's just part of golf. And, this time of year in Georgia, they do have rain, and they've got a variety of weather. But it looks like the weekend there, Chuck, is going to be great. And I know for those that enjoy the game of golf, and for those that even don't like it as much, Masters weekend is always a highlight of the year.
Yeah, for a lot of people, it's the best weekend. Yeah. There's a, you know, golf's in a bit of a spot right now. It's going to be, I'll be interested to see what the numbers are for this weekend.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
All right, let's ask our callers first on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. We'll start in Brent in Searcy. Brent, were you sold by John Calipari's introduction last night?
I am 100% sold by his introduction last night. And his just the way he talked about the state of Arkansas and just that he was raised a common man, living Friday to Friday on a paycheck. But I have got to give kudos to the king of Q&A, Chuck Barron, because I have sat in that chair when Chuck Barron is firing Q&A question and answers. And Chuck is very, very good and a little bit intimidating. I'm not going to lie to you. To me, he was, but probably not to John Calipari.
No, I don't think he was intimidated. I'll tell you a funny story about how that worked last night. We were getting ready for all this, and I don't think I'm divulging anything. You know, I'll go back to what I said a little bit earlier. Everybody was nervous. Everybody wanted to make it just right, and I think there'd probably been a meeting or two about the questions that we were going to go over in the Q&A, and they'd made out the cards and everything, and I had him there in my hand, and we were kind of going over how it was going to go, and he had a pen and a piece of paper, and he just jotted down five things, and he said, ask me that, and I'll go with it. And so he gets all the credit for that. I just brought up the things he wrote down on a sheet of paper, if you want to know the truth.
And he went to work. I mean, he had some long, expanded answers.
He went to work.
He knew what he wanted to say.
Yeah. And he said it well.
What about Miss Lisa? She's here on the McCarty Daniel Hotline as well. Miss Lisa, are you bought into the new tenure of Razorback basketball?
Oh, my goodness. I come bearing gifts of forgiveness for my rant on Monday. I sat here in my chair. I wanted to go, and we're coming this weekend for the spring game. So my husband said, no, we'll go, you know, like we're scheduled to go. I cried. Listen, it takes a lot of stuff. My grandkids are great grandkids, but I sat here and cried like a baby because I can see a one shining moment coming up. Yes, I can. I sure can. But Chuck, you did a great job. Not a good job, a great job.
Well, thank you.
And I was nervous for you. But he had me so relaxed, Coach Cal. I mean, I thought this guy, who a week ago I couldn't stand, I'd scrub his bathroom floors. Now, I just fell in love with him. And he does, I know Kentucky fans, a lot of them loved him and didn't want to see him go, and I don't really care. He's our coach now. But after it was all over, I must admit, this was my first thought. What would Coach Musselman think about all this?
Ooh. Well, he did have some... That's a good question, Lisa. We appreciate your call. He did have some comments talking about Arkansas basketball, saying it is where the program right now, where you get Cal. Privately, he's pulling gaskets, and he'll never say that publicly, but I bet he is as irate as there is out there. And think about the roller coaster of emotions that you've been to as a fan, right? So the guy that supposedly loved your program and loved the state and love being here, elected to go to a program that's not even on the same near the same stratosphere as you are in terms of basketball. There's home, there's other aspects to it, but that's what he ultimately decided. So you go on that roller coaster ride. Then you're under the idea that Chris Beard's gonna be your head coach. It's basically a done deal, whether right or wrong. That was the public perception. And then he says he's staying at Oxford. So you're in turmoil, you're in despair, you're in a pit of misery. Then all of a sudden you hear a rumor or two that, hey, Cal might be interested. Then it ramps up a little bit, and then it's actually happening. Right now, I mean, you talk about an emotional roller coaster. That is what's gone down in the last 2 weeks for Arkansas Ridgeback basketball fans.
Oh, there's no doubt. And I thought last night, I think, and I'll go back to what I said a little bit earlier. And this is, I think this is a coach or a public figure, or in this case, a speaker, having a very good sense for what his audience needed to hear. You know, I think it would be accurate to say that, you know, we felt jilted a week ago, and I use the collective we as a fan base, and Cal made everything okay last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made everything okay.
Bill from Northeast Arkansas texting in on the McCarty Daniel hotline. It got him emotional. He had tears in his eyes watching what he saw last night. So let's be clear. Nothing has happened yet other than the fact that he's been hired and you've got attention. There's a lot of work to be done, and Cal was – he was open about that. He's got a lot of work to do, and it's not there. But there is, an impact that he has made already just being the head coach.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. There's been an immediate impact because, you know, the essence of a great communicator is knowing who you're talking to and talking to them as opposed to at them. And he is instinctive in that respect. You know, he finds common ground. He did it over and over and over again last night. I'm glad he's on our side now.
Yeah, and I've said a lot about him, but let's actually hear from him. Here's what he said about, hey, just give me time. Let me get this thing together.
This, you can tell, I'm excited. The fans seem to be excited. I haven't coasted down. I don't have a team. Please, let me get stuff together.
Yeah.
Then we'll all be excited.
He doesn't have a team. He kind of elaborated on that, too.
I just met with the team. There were three guys in there. And they were in the portal.
I want to know who those three guys were.
Yeah, that's a great question.
I hear him say that. My immediate reaction was, is it Caleb Battle? Is it Tremont Mark? Is Lawson Blake included in those three? I mean, who are those three guys? He didn't elaborate on that information, but that's what I want to know. Who are those three guys that are potentially thinking about coming? And does he have interest in keeping them in Fayetteville, too?
And were the ones that are still on campus that weren't in the room, is that an indication they're not interested in returning? Because they can pull their names out of the portal. Mm-hmm. But I find, you know, that was an interesting comment. And, Chuck, I would like to know the other side of that.
Well, and I think over the coming days, we're going to get a lot of answers to all these questions. As I said a little bit earlier, I don't think we're going to have a final composition of the roster inside 2 or 3 weeks. But I don't think it's going to take more than 2 or 3 days for us to see the immediate impact that John Calipari has on recruiting. And guys, if you really look back, and I know people, you know, focus on the here and now, and sometimes we do become prisoners of the moment, but look at the number of great players who have flocked to him over the years. I mean, they flocked to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to stop here. That's not going to stop.
And here's what I would add to that. While they were selective in the clips that they picked out in introducing John Calipari, they kept saying Cal. They weren't talking about Kentucky. I think this is what it's important to distinguish the two, because these guys that have signed with Kentucky, I think we're signing with Cal. Now, I could be proven wrong. Those guys could end up staying, but two of them, I believe, Knox and then not Quinterly, but the guy that names begins with Q, their highest rated prospect, have already, I believe, gotten out of their national letter of intent. So that is an important part of all this. It sounds like to me, or at least it looks like to me, that they were signing with Cal, not Kentucky, but we'll have to wait and see.
Right. Well, you sign with both, but Ty, you've got to remember too. I mean, you can't just focus on Kentucky. He did this at UMass.
Mm-hmm.
He did this at Memphis. Derrick Rose played for him in Memphis, for example. He's recruited NBA players everywhere he's been. And my point is that's not going to stop here.
Yeah.
He's done it everywhere he's been.
All right, let's talk to Sterling on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Sterling, what's up, man?
Yeah, I couldn't be more excited. I'm one of those, I've never hated Cal. I hated Kentucky. You know, like, the player signed with Kentucky because of Cal. I didn't like Cal because he was with Kentucky. You know, I didn't hate him at UMass until they played Arkansas. Then I didn't like him. I didn't hate him at Memphis until he stopped playing Arkansas and tried to stop our recruiting line to the Memphis area. So I have no problem with Cal. And I'm glad. I'm real glad he's on our side. And he hit all the points for me in the press conference. He was funny. He gave out the plan. Everything seemed to be solid. He's a Hall of Fame coach. I've always said this about Arkansas athletics and Arkansas job. It's a good job. It's a great job. But it takes a Hall of Fame coach to win big in the job. Nolan, Eddie, I even threw Broyles. I even throw Holtz in there with his time. There, it takes a Hall of Famer, and we got DBH now, Norman Bryant. It takes those type guys to win big, and we got one, and we got one already a Hall of Famer. We ain't waiting for him to become a Hall of Famer. He's not going to become a Hall of Famer at Arkansas. He is a Hall of Famer. It's akin to Saban. I mean, he's been to Alabama in football.
I'll go back to the stat from the other day. I mean, in the history of our program, we've been to 14 Sweet 16s. Cal's been to 15. I mean, his track record of success mm-hmm. is remarkable.
And think about the impact, and we mentioned a little earlier, but just from a betting standpoint, Arkansas is top 15 betting-wise to win the national championship, and you got no one on the roster. Think about that. Because of one guy... That's Arkansas right. is top 15 in betting odds to win the national championship.
With no player.
This next year. With not
you got your money down, Ty? You got your money down?
Oh, I hammered it already, man. Come on.
Where's the Final Four next year?
You got San Antonio, reservations, Texas. Man? Hey,
the Riverwalk. Ty on the Riverwalk next April.
I would bet my life Arkansas makes the NCAA tournament next year, and I told Tommy this already, you know where one of the first and second round sites are, Chuck?
Where?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Is that right?
Lexington, Kentucky. They will put if Arkansas makes the NCAA tournament, they will put Cal and Arkansas in Lexington because it's must-see TV. Doug in Mountain Home texting in on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. He just got on with us, and he said, if you aren't in love with Cal after the press conference, that means you're from a different fan base and you're just jealous based on what you watched last night. Robert in Fayetteville says, for me, it appears that Cal is relatable, as we've mentioned throughout the morning, that he's the common man. I think the only thing that people were wondering about last night, and Sterling was mentioning this before we came on, is I think there was a little bit of a mishap with kind of the end of the presser because people were wondering about calling the Hogs and what happened there. I don't think it was out of like he wasn't going to do it. I think it was just kind of some confusion at the end.
Well, let me tell you what happened there. We did rehearse calling the Hogs. In fact, I think there's probably going to be a clip or two on, I don't know if it's Hogs Plus or the school's website, but I know we rehearsed it, and it was kind of funny. And but he was so anxious to talk to our coaches. And, you know, I actually think, and I know some were saying, well, he didn't want to call the Hogs. No, he was ready. I mean, he was ready. His wife, Ellen, we had dress rehearsal on calling the Hogs. But he was so anxious to meet the coaches. And I think just spontaneously, spur of the moment, he was recruiting, man. I mean, that's what he does. He engages people. I watched him do it for an hour before we walked out. I knew and had a hunch that once we got out there, whatever the format was subject to change.
Yes.
And he kind of changed it there at the end. But it was not. I can tell you from just 100% certainty, there was no desire on his part to avoid that. He wanted to go meet those coaches. He wanted to go meet those coaches, and that's where he went.
Yeah, well, and I know you led the hog call while he was doing that, but
it was really spontaneous. Yeah. That was the best thing about it. It was spontaneous. Everybody just, everybody just kind of took off and away it went. And it was just a great night, great Razorback moment. Hey, you know, one of the things that you hear me talking about a lot is the Market Moment podcast. And the thing that I think I like most about it, if you want to get right down to it, is how they take a lot of the national issues, they make them relatable to us locally. There's a lot of things going on out there right now. Lots of things affect consumer behavior. And David and all the guys at Mach 1, really, they break it down. They make it understandable. And they do it every week. If you've not listened to the Market Moment podcast, you really need to do so. You can log on to market-moment.com. That's the place where you can hear it. Mach 1 Financial Group's an SEC-registered investment advisor. They're located in Rogers, Arkansas. And for full disclosures, you can visit mach1financial.com/disclosures.
Hey, want to remind our audience, we're going to be live at Wheels RV tomorrow. Chuck, you and I will be there. Ty, you're going to be off tomorrow, but we'll have a full day of getting ready for the red-white game. More thoughts on Coach Calipari, and we're going to be live at Wheels RV. They're getting ready for a big weekend with the NWA RV show and outdoor party. We'll be giving you all the details on that. It's going to be in Rogers, so come by and see us tomorrow morning at Wheels RV on Highway 412 west of Springdale.
Wes is in Fayetteville this morning on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Wes, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. Thanks for taking my call. A few things last night that really stood out to me. First off, to piggyback off what everyone has said, Chuck Barrett deserves all a bit of his flowers, all a bit of his credit for last night. Did an amazing job on the Q&A. But I think what we're getting with Cal, and as someone who experienced Cal while he was in Memphis, I think we're getting a more humble Cal. I think we're getting a more refined Cal. I think he knows what he wants. He obviously, based on his tenure, knows how to be successful anywhere he's been. But what do you guys think about a more humble Cal, maybe a different version, maybe a less of a lightning rod as far as what he does on the sideline?
I'm going to be honest. I think he's still going to be the same Cal on the sidelines. The humble aspect you're talking about is last 5 years they've had one NCAA tournament win, and he realizes if he does that the next 5 years in Fayetteville, it's going to be considered a failure based on what Arkansas paid to get him and what is expected of his tenure. So I wonder how he'll approach it, but I don't know in terms of how he acts, I mean, or conducting himself, if he changes his mentality there. I just wonder if his recruiting mentality has been humbled a little bit based on the lack of NCAA tournament success these last 5 years. That's what I wonder about.
I think we're getting a rejuvenated coach. I would, I think a lot about beyond last night, beyond just the next few weeks. I think he's a rejuvenated coach, and I think that's important.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.